So, taking a look at things from a geographic point of view, Missouri is what I would call part of the Rust Belt. And when you talk about the Rust Belt, there are heavily industrial type parts of the United States, hence the Rust Belt, as it's called. And I was reading this story, and this is a rather fascinating story. So Earth Justice and the Environmental Integrity Project recently released a report, I think in November, showing that improper storage of waste material from these coal-fired power plants are making unsafe levels of groundwater contamination at over 90% of the U.S.'s coal plants. Could you explain this report to me and our listening audience, and how exactly does this affect the state of Missouri?
Sure, yeah. So we were looking at the whole country. Because of this 2015 regulation that EPA promulgated, every coal plant in the country had to collect groundwater monitoring data and post it online to make it publicly available. As far as we know, EPA never collected the data. Nobody collected it systematically, but we did. And so we looked at all the groundwater monitoring data for 292 coal plants around the country from 2015 through 2019. And we found that 265 of those coal plants were causing unsafe levels of coal ash pollutants in the groundwater at their sites. And in Missouri, it's a little different, but basically the same. We have 27 sites in Missouri with data, and of those, 22, or 81% of the sites, are contaminating groundwater. I should say 27 disposal units, 22 of which are contaminating the groundwater. We actually have 14 power plants with data. Of those, 13 power plants are contaminating the groundwater, so that's 93%. So it's similar to what we see at the national level. 93% of power plants are contaminating the groundwater. 81% of individual disposal units at those power plants are contaminating the groundwater. And those disposal units include things like ash ponds, which are wet disposal facilities, and ash landfills, which are dry.
You kind of briefly touched on this, but here's a part two to this question to kind of help set the scene here and go into our discussion a little bit further. Sort of explain what coal ash toxins are for the members of the listening audience who may not necessarily know what that is.
Sure, yeah. There are basically a bunch of metals in coal that are concentrated in coal ash after the coal is burned, so the carbon is burned off. Most of the coal is burned off, and what you're left with is a more concentrated version of all these other things, like arsenic, which everyone is familiar with as a carcinogen, but also a whole bunch of other things like lithium, which is a neurotoxin and is frequently elevated at coal sites, coal plants and coal ash sites. Boron, which is a chemical that's toxic to both human health and aquatic life, and then a longer list of metals, you know, cobalt, cadmium sometimes, molybdenum frequently, thallium, radium, which is a radiological chemical, mercury sometimes. These are all present in coal ash and to varying degrees present in groundwater at unsafe levels.
So what exactly could we do as Americans and as residents of Missouri to kind of try and prevent this from affecting us on a personal level? Like, what would we do? Would we buy filters at the store or something like that? Contact these power plants? Any sort of ideas?
Yeah. Well, so I'm glad. I appreciate the way you framed that question because it is really a question of prevention at this point. We have a lot of information about contamination. So some of this stuff has gotten out into the environment. A lot of it is still sitting right where they put it. It's in the ash ponds. It's in the landfills. And the policy goal, as I see it, is to try to prevent most of that contamination from getting out. And to do that, you have to keep the ash dry, you have to keep it secure so it's not going to erode, and you have to monitor the groundwater to make sure it's not getting worse or you actually want to make sure that it's getting better. All of those things are steps that the power companies should be taking, and I think the public's role is to ensure that they're doing it. The way the coal ash rule is written, it's self-implementing, so the company just follows the steps. Turns out they often don't follow them correctly, and then it is a violation that's enforceable by citizens, so the public can bring them to court, but that's not something a lot of people are prepared to do for obvious reasons. It's expensive and it's complicated. States and federal agencies can also enforce the regulations, But given the widespread noncompliance, we see it almost everywhere we look. It's more than EPA can take on. And I know a lot of state agencies are strapped for resources, and they have a hard time staying on top of this stuff. Sometimes it's a political issue, and they don't have the will to do it. But the public, I think, has a role in staying abreast of the issue and making sure that their voice is heard when there's an opportunity for public comment. And if you live near one of these places, I think it might be a good idea to test your groundwater. If you live near one of these places and you drink groundwater, if you have a well, I think it might be a good idea to test that water.
I distinctly recall my time living in this small coal town in the middle of nowhere in the Appalachian Mountains of southwest Pennsylvania. That's where a majority of my family's from. And when the power plant was running at full 100% capacity, you could see this just orange haze in the air. And you know, at the time, we didn't think much of it because it was providing jobs to our families and our friends and our neighbors. But, you know, now we live in a day and age where we're more health and environmentally conscious. So how do we pressure more of these plants to sort of develop a cleanup remedy? Because, you know, I read that not even 5% of these plants have sort of a cleanup plan in place. Explain this.
That's right. Yeah. So, right, the way the rule works, you follow a bunch of steps, and if you find contamination, you're supposed to put together a menu of cleanup options, and then you're supposed to pick a cleanup plan. And only, I think, about 14% of plants have a remedy for at least one of their disposal units. But of those, only 11 include groundwater treatment. So very few of these power companies have gone all the way through the steps of the rule to get to the point where they pick a cleanup plan and have, as part of that plan, a groundwater treatment plan. So to get the companies to do it, I think it's a multi-pronged strategy, unfortunately. It's hard. They won't do anything that they're not made to do. And so part of it is trying to get EPA to enforce the rule. Part of it is holding them accountable in the public space through the kind of reports that we write so that everyone is aware of what's happening. Pressuring state agencies to take enforcement action is a way to do it. And even at the local level, sometimes there are zoning issues, there are things like that that the local community can do.
We're talking with Abel Russ, a senior attorney and director of the Center for Applied Environmental Science here on Show Me Today. We're talking about toxic groundwater pollution caused by a majority of Missouri's coal plants. And I'm reading that some of these companies and some of these power plants have developed and found ways, you kind of implied this earlier, to sort of evade responsibility for cleaning up this contamination. And I'm going to be the devil's advocate for the sake of trying to ask this question. I'd have to assume it crossed their mind that they're causing harm to the environment. Would you say that these companies are at least a little bit concerned about what they're doing, but not caring that much due to what they're doing to benefit the local economy?
I think that's probably fair. I think what we see is a difference in policy orientation. So for EPA and for my organization and for a lot of people who I work with, the goal of the regulations on coal ash disposal is to protect groundwater resources and surface water resources. The power companies look at this situation and they ask, is anyone drinking that groundwater right now? If not, we're not going to worry about it. It's not a problem because we can put land use controls in place. We can have a deed restriction so that no one comes here for the next 50 years or whatever it is. And we're not going to think too much about the streams because that's complicated and it has to, you know, you have to think about bioaccumulation of metals in the food chain and whether the fish are safe to eat and stuff like that. No harm, no foul, I think is basically the approach of a lot of these companies. If they are not aware of a cancer cluster or something like that, if they don't think anyone's currently drinking the groundwater, they're not going to worry about it too much. Even though I think the goal should be to protect groundwater resources for future generations, you know, for this, it's a scarce and becoming increasingly scarce resource, clean drinking water. And so I think we should be protecting all of these aquifers.
Most coal plants in Missouri are causing toxic groundwater pollution. So we've got an issue here in Missouri of not just drought-impacted rivers like the Mississippi and Missouri, but they're also being impacted due to this toxic groundwater you're talking about here, which I think is rather concerning.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah. And when EPA put the rule together, they were aware of two kinds of potential risks. One is to humans who drink the water. One is to aquatic life in the streams where the toxic groundwater often discharges. And a lot of these pollutants are toxic to both humans and aquatic life. And the cleanup plans are really engineered around protecting the groundwater, and they don't pay as much attention to the surface water, unfortunately. But it's a very real component of the problem.
So let's kind of begin to wrap this interview up here. We're talking with Abel Russ, a senior attorney and director of the Center for Applied Environmental Science here on Show Me Today, talking about toxic groundwater pollution caused by a majority of Missouri's coal plants. So I kind of asked this a little bit earlier. I'm going to ask again, what exactly do we do about this moving forward?
There's one specific part of the rule that requires a public meeting, and that's when the company decides that they have to do a cleanup and they want to review the cleanup options. They're required to hold a public meeting to talk about those cleanup options. So one thing is to get into those meetings, and the way you find out about them is to go, this isn't the best system, but this is the system we have. Every coal plant owner has to have a website where they put all of their coal ash rule stuff, all the documents about how they're complying with the coal ash regulations. And on there, you'd find a document called an assessment of corrective measures. And if you see something like that, that means they're going to be having a public meeting to talk about that document. I think you can always write to your state agency, your state representatives, your national representatives about these issues. And I find that senators and EPA staff are particularly responsive to questions about coal ash cleanup, about pollution in general, but about coal ash cleanup in particular. If you can get in touch with your senator, if you can get in touch with EPA and let them know what you think, if you're worried about a site near you, they will listen and they might take action.
Any closing comments before we let you go?
Yes, one, which is that we did a lot of research into how well power companies are complying with the coal ash rule, but there's a problem, which is that the coal ash rule only applies to about half of the coal ash that's been buried around the country. And so we're currently trying to get EPA to expand the scope of the rule or to require site-wide corrective action. But I just want to point out that the problem is currently being addressed in a sort of 50% way. And it's still, there's going to be this legacy of pollution left behind by the coal industry for a long time. And we have a bigger project to try to get it under control.
And that's Abel Russ, a senior attorney and director of the Center for Applied Environmental Science on Show Me Today. And we're talking about toxic groundwater pollution caused by a majority of Missouri's coal plants. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.